Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM, where you can turn big plays into paydays. We've got an offer for you. Hop into the description underneath this video. Click on the link. All you have to do is deposit at least $10 into BetMGM using that link. You'll get 3 free months of AwesomeO Plus Platinum. That covers everything in daily fantasy, season-long, and betting, plus you get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 upon that deposit. Terms and conditions apply. So now, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. We are now talking Monday Night Football, Titans and Bills.
Good game. Could be a playoff preview, no doubt about it. Titans play in a very easy division. The Bills also seem to have it under control. So I'm excited to see how these teams link up. You know, the Bills are coming off fantastic game, so they are 6-point favorites on the road. Pretty healthy total. I'm just going to dive into it here. I'm going to the Bills side for pretty much everything that I'm doing. I'm going to start with Josh Allen. It seems like when he's in these very competitive games, we saw it a ton against Kansas City. It was a distinct game plan to run him, and it does seem like, of course, when you've got a franchise quarterback, you take that decision pretty heavily, but he did have a lot of production on the ground. I'm going to say he can do that here as well. His rushing prop is 31.5. I'm going to go over. He had 11 carries against the Chiefs. If he even comes remotely close to something like that, we're going to cruise over. But even if he doesn't, in his previous game, 6, 4, 5, and 9 touches on the ground, he's gone over this mark in 3 of those 4, 4 of 5 on the year. So it's kind of just, to me, an inefficiency in the market, not realizing how prevalent this running attack is with him. I look at Tennessee, think they'll be able to put up a lot of points, but the game could stay competitive. In competitive games, Josh Allen will be busy on the ground. Give me over 31.5 rushing yards at -115 for one strip of bacon.
No problems there. I was nervous on what you were going to go with because, and I'm really anxious to see what you say when I start talking here. I've moved the text window that I have off of your face just to get reactions. One strip of bacon on the Tennessee Titans getting 6 against the Buffalo Bills. Tennessee at PFF, 3rd-ranked offense, 27th-ranked defense. Bills are 7th on offense, 5th on defense. So offensively, these teams are comparable. Now here's where it comes in. People are going to think this is ridiculous, but I think that Ryan Tannehill is a better quarterback than Josh Allen.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Okay. Tannehill's put up 90-plus ratings at PFF these past 2 years. He's sitting at 87.5 this season. Simply put, he has been great since coming to Tennessee. He's a completely different player. And it's not that I don't think Josh Allen will be better than him moving forward. I think right now, I really, really like Ryan Tannehill. And this offense is certainly capable of hanging in this game. Derrick Henry, AJ Brown, Julio Jones. That's enough. There is some legitimate firepower here. Whatever the opposite of firepower is, that's Tennessee's defense. They're coming into this game 2 straight weeks of Jets and Jags, and they didn't exactly look great here. Lost to the Jets. They have the Bills right now. They've got Kansas City next week. It's a tough stretch, but they have no reason to look ahead to Kansas City with such a big game this week. So I just want to take a team that's getting 6 points at home with an actual high-end offense. This isn't some like middle-of-the-pack team on both sides of the ball. They have an elite skill, and when you have an elite skill like that, I'm more than comfortable just taking a chunk of points at home. So give me the team with the high-end offense and the 6 points at home.
I have no problem with that, to be honest. I haven't bet the side of the game.
Okay.
It'd be pretty close, honestly. I totally respect Tennessee. They're a good functioning offense, no doubt about it. I think Tannehill's a very good quarterback. He's just not Josh Allen, who's going to win the MVP this year, in my opinion. So we go there. I'm going to go back to the Bills, and I'm going to attack. Again, you just mentioned how bad Tennessee's defense is. 28th against the pass, 7.9 yards allowed per passing attempt. This is kind of just a macro buy. I think you could do one of two things. If you want to take the real shot, Stephon Diggs' first touchdown score of the game is 8-1. Don't mind that. But anytime touchdown score for Stephon Diggs is kind of where I want to go if you want to be a little more conservative. We're sitting with the line here. It's still pretty favorable, in my opinion, minus 115. So a pseudo toss-up. He hasn't been a prolific scorer this year, but as we all know, that stuff is very, very high variance. It's going to regress positively because the targets are there. In the last game against Kansas City, even though Kansas City, honestly, they didn't really need him. But before that, he had seen 10 or more targets in 3 of 4. I think he sees 10 or more targets here. He's going to have some opportunities to score. If it's first and you want to do that, you can get 8-1. If you think he just finds the end zone at some point in this game where I think it's very feasible that the Bills score 4 or more touchdowns here, you're going to have multiple shots to get Diggs in that end zone. So kind of a different one, kind of a fun one. Obviously, unit size, I think, would vary depending on how aggressive you want to be here. But Stephon Diggs going to find the end zone tonight and really help out the Bills.
Let us know in the comments section underneath this video what bets you like or if you think either one of us are crazy. We will be back again tomorrow with Survivor Picks. This is the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM.